1620-94.5 WTAW. Nine candidates in this November's local election among the speakers during the Bryan City Council's debate over the Bryan ISD request to rezone land to build the district's new Transportation, Maintenance, and Auxiliary Services Center. Here's a sampling of the comments from the October 11th, 2022 Bryan Council meeting. City Council rarely hears from members of the Planning and Zoning Commission, but two members were part of the PNZ's unanimous vote against BISD's proposal. They were Chairman Leo Gonzalez, who's a candidate for Bryan ISD School Board.
We do stand behind our findings 100%. If the council disagrees with Planning and Zoning's recommendation, we support 100%. We understand that you do have different things to look at.
Also speaking, Planning and Zoning Commission Vice Chair Marka Ewers-Shirtliff, who is a Bryan City Council candidate.
We happily and respectfully support the decision of council. We respect BISD, and we believe that while it may not be perfect, our system of government is still the best in the world.
After the PNZ representatives, public comments began with five more Bryan Council candidates who supported the BISD project. In order of appearance, first, Patrick Giamalva.
Economic development of BISD should come first.
Next, Raul Santana.
I hope you guys realize that this is for the children.
Next, Rafael Pena.
And you can call this building whatever you want, but the one thing you cannot call it is the Taj Mahal. That title belongs to the Super Park.
Next, Doris Mashinsky.
Voting no is unacceptable, and I assume there is corrupt, hidden agenda.
Next, A.J. Reynolds.
I live in that area. My kids go to that area. I have no problem with the school and being around buses and bus drivers.
There were also comments from two current councilmen who are running for Bryan Mayor. Here's Brent Hairston.
BISD owns the land. They feel that it best goes at the front, and I am not willing to second-guess their opinion. Beyond that, it sounds like we're on shaky legal ground to begin with.
Here's Bobby Gutierrez.
The wrong thing to do for the city in general. Because it's going to hurt. It's going to have a lasting impact on what we do in development going forward.
A sampling of comments from the October 11th, 22 Bryan City Council meeting, where the council, after a three-hour debate, voted to approve Bryan ISD's request for rezoning so the district can build its Transportation, Maintenance, and Auxiliary Services Center along Leonard Road, west of 2818.